my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. It is Monday, yesterday, the last Sunday of the month of April. I hope you had a great day in church. I love our church. I just love it. I love singing with the people. I love the tithing. I love the preaching and the invitation. I love the announcements. I love it all. And thank God for our people here. I thank God for your church. And why don't you write your pastor a note this week? Give him a heart attack. Tell him you love him, you pray for him, you're appreciative of him. And that's a good way to get rid of a pastor if you don't like him. But I hope you love your pastor. Well, here's going to be a great week together. We're in the book of 3 John. There's only 14 verses. I think we're going to love the time together. At Calvary, years I spent in vanity and pride. Carry not my Lord was crucified. We'll have the singer sing for us right now.
Years I spent in vanity.
Great song, and I thank the Lord for Brother Martinez. That man's the real deal. He loves souls. He's after souls all the time, every day, passing tracks, in the elevator, anywhere. He and his wife are a good couple. Well, I hope that you'll take the time to write me an email. Yes, an email. Revival Time, R-E-V-I-V-A-L-T-I-M-E. All one word, revival, at nvbcnorthvalleybaptistchurch.org. Let me know what's going on in your life. I've answered several this morning already. Now, it takes me a day or two. Please, you send them in. They print them out. I write back on each and every one of them. They type them back and send it back to you. I know that's the hard way to do it, but that's the way we do it around here. And it works for me. And so I hope to hear from you today. REVIVALTIME, RevivalTimeNVBC.org. And I'd love to hear from you. We have the Pastors Conference from 2026. My anchor holds. Oh, These men sang so powerfully, and it's just it's an inspiration. You know, this was several months ago, back in March, and yet I hear them sing. It just brings back such good memories. What a conference we had. Next year, I think it's like the 7th. I think it's the 7th we begin, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, whatever. But I hope that you'll get registered. My anchor holds. Go ahead, boys.
On the first, 265, out the door.
I'm so sorry. I told you that was the choir. That wasn't the men. That was the congregation. My, they did a great job. The Bible says in chapter, verse number one, the elder, he was the pastor, under the well-beloved Gaius. So he's writing to Gaius, whom I love in the truth. You know, every member, every pastor wants a member who is like Gaius. Gaius was attached to the truth. So that tells you he was attached to God. Jesus said, I am the way, the what? Truth. You know, God's people need to tell the truth. Just always 100%. This day, tell the truth. Never tell a lie. Don't embellish anything. Say, "What? I shouldn't have done that. I don't want my boss to find out." Just tell the truth. Did you do this? Yes, sir, I did. I am so sorry. You know, you might even get fired for telling the truth. But I'll tell you what, if I was an employer and my staff member told me the truth, I'd rather have the truth than the lie. And there's something about a lie. You can always tell when someone's lying. The elder under the well-beloved Gaius. Gaius was a great man because he loved him in the truth. Look at verse number 3. I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. 3 times we're told about Gaius that he was a truthful man. I can think of men that have been influenced in my life, that influenced my life greatly. They were men of the truth. I think of one man right now. He's home with the Lord. He was a good man. But I always wondered if he was telling me the truth. I just wondered about him. He was a good man. He was a faithful man. He was a dedicated man. He was a serving man. He loved our pastor. He loved his wife. He loved our church. But I don't know if he always told me the truth. He embellished things or he changed things. I want to be known as a truthful person, one that you can ask a question and I can give you a truthful answer. I pray it all the time. I will kneel in my ready room before I go out to preach, and generally I'll say, "Lord, please help me to tell the truth." You know, in giving illustrations, I don't want the illustration to grow year after year. "Well, I remember our first," we always had a big day, and we were 10 months old, and we had our first big day. "I remember that big day. Oh, we had," and 1 year it's 450 that came. The next year, I believe it was 550 that came. And about 7 years later, we had nearly 1,000 in church. Well, we didn't have nearly 1,000 in church, but we were 10 months old. We had a special day. Our goal was to have 400 on our 10th month anniversary. We had 450. That's the record. The next year was 560. The next year, before our third anniversary, we always had it in the month of May, was 600 and some. I remember those first 3 numbers just distinctly. That's the truth. That is what we had in truth. Now, I could tell you how many are saved that day, but I forget. So I can't tell the truth. So I just say, I have to look that up. I don't remember how many were saved on that particular day. But you know, God wants us to tell the truth. Never tell a lie. Oh, tell the truth till the day you die. Patch the Pirate wrote that. I believe Patch the Pirate was a very truthful man. He just came across very truthful, very honest. His father-in-law, Brother Frank Garlock, was a very truthful man. He worked for Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was a truthful man. Always tell the truth. Tell the truth to your mom and dad. Tell them truth. You get caught, don't lie. Don't be like Cain. "I don't know where my brother is. Am I his keeper?" No, always tell the truth. Well, we thank God for you, friend. Have a good day, Father. We thank you for this beautiful day across America and around the globe. Give us a day in which we honor your name, glorify your name, lift your name, for we ask this in that name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.